Welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's podcast as we continue to unpack this radical paradox between grace and rest, work and works. And yesterday, we were talking about how so many Christians are confused because it's really hard to relax in your emotions without relaxing in your body. So we have to get our body ready for work with an excitement in our hearts, not dread, not sadness, none of those negative emotions, but go to work ready for God to act out on your behalf every single day. Remember, when we're working for God, we're meant to work hard. You know, grace doesn't eliminate responsibility. Grace empowers you to meet the responsibility without being crushed by it. You know, you still have deadlines, you still have to deliver results, but you still have to work hard with all your heart. But here's the shift. Under the curse, you carry the weight of the outcome on your shoulders. If it fails, you're a failure. So you grind, strive, obsess, and burn out. Under grace, you give your best effort, you recruit the Holy Spirit to come with creative ideas and solutions, and you work your best and trust God with the outcome. And if it's not exactly perfect, you learn and move forward. You work hard, but you're not carrying the weight alone. Psalm 127 is a great scripture to meditate on today. He says it perfectly. Unless the Lord builds the house, unless he helps you in your project, unless he goes ahead of you and helps you with your boss, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, watches over your job, watches over your home, watches over the project, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, because God grants sleep to those he loves, and you are loved. The very crux of all of this grace teaching is realizing how loved you are. I'm going to talk a little bit later about how grace actually produces faith. So often we've been taught this focus about faith. We're going to have more faith. We're going to try harder to have more faith. But what about if I told you it's the wrong way around? Faith is the product of receiving grace. Grace is not the product of trying to manufacture faith. We'll talk about that soon. But let's talk about and continue on about the lazy grace lie. Some people accuse grace teaching of producing lazy Christians. You know, if you teach people they don't have to work for God's approval, they won't work at all. That's just garbage, or rubbish, we'd say in Australia. People who truly understand grace work harder than legalists, but they work from a different source. People who work under the law, so many people saved by grace and then try to work their way for the rest of their life. But those legalists and those workers of the law work from fear and insecurity and the need to prove themselves. And the result is they burn out, give up, or become bitter. I've had to walk this line throughout my life. I've had to constantly retrain and restrain myself from working in works, trying my own best to get a result and go back to grace. Okay, God, I'm submitted to you. I know that this church is something you want to do. You're the leader. I'm just your servant. I'm going to go after this and I ask you, Holy Spirit, to give me the answers. Open the doors. You know, grace-filled believers work from love, security, and gratitude. They sustain, they multiply, and they thrive. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, worked harder than everyone. He planted churches across the Roman Empire. He endured beatings, shipwrecks, imprisonments. He wrote half the New Testament. Was Paul lazy? Hardly. But listen to what he said in 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. Listen to that. Grace doesn't come to us without effect. It's not just this patronizing mental concept. It is the power of God that creates an effect, an overflow, resources that you didn't bank on, power that you didn't see, endurance that you weren't counting on. And he says, his grace to me was not without effect, says the Apostle Paul. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. So he was working hard, not chilling out, not sleeping. He wasn't expecting God to do it all. He was working hard, but it was God's grace, which meant that he wasn't working with mental stress. He wasn't working with anxiety. He wasn't working striving. He wasn't working with perfectionism. He wasn't obsessing. He said, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God. It wasn't his effort alone. It was grace empowering his effort. That's why we've got to stay connected, because while we're connected, grace flows like a river. Then he reveals the secret in 2 Corinthians 12:9, where he says, he said to me, God he's talking about, my grace is more than sufficient. It's an overflow. That's what that word means, sufficient. For my power is made perfect in your weakness. Your lack of ability to get that job done, your lack to meet a deadline, your lack to break through in that situation is good, because it's made, that weakness is made perfect by God's power. He says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. I understand that I'm weak, so I'm going to plug in. See, when we think we're good, we don't plug in, and then we live by works. When we realize without him, I can't achieve the best I could achieve, then I realize I'm going to boast in how much I rely on him, and I'm going to rely on him. He says, I'll boast more, all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. Wow. That's what happens when you plug into grace. Grace isn't weakness. Grace is God's power working through you. That's what makes you effective and not exhausted. You know, I've lived both sides of this. In my 20s and early 30s, I worked 80 to 100 hours a week, grinding, striving, building, achieving. And I burnt out, right? Why? Because I was working under the curse, mental strain, emotional strain, spiritual strain. I was carrying the weight of the entire ministry on my shoulders. But after burnout, I started to learn to work under grace. Now, I still work very hard, but the burden is different. And every day I've got to remind myself that his grace is sufficient. I just need to plug in answers, ideas, cost-cutting measures, whatever it might be, will come. And I'm more effective now working 50 hours a week under grace than I was working 100 hours a week under the curse. So I'm at rest. Emotionally, I'm secure. Spiritually, I'm connected. Mentally, I'm at rest. Why? Because the Holy Spirit multiplies effectiveness when you're working in partnership with him instead of grinding in your own strength. That's why Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Breakthroughs come faster. Doors open easier. Problems solve quicker. Impact multiplies exponentially. That's what working under supply looks like. So let me make it very clear. Grace doesn't mean no hard work, no deadlines, no accountability, no discipline, no effort. Grace means hard work without the mental and emotional burden, deadlines met from peace, not panic, accountability embraced, not feared, discipline sustained by love, not driven by fear, and effort empowered by the Holy Spirit, not depleted by striving. Because Corinthians 3:9 says, for we are co-workers in God's service. That means you work, God works, we work together. You have the advantage at work, working under grace, because you're not working by yourself. You're still pushing, you're still giving your best, but you're doing it from fullness, not for fullness. You're working with the Holy Spirit, not grinding in your own strength. You're trusting God with outcomes while being responsible with your effort. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. You commit, you work, you do, but he establishes. He supplies the breakthrough. He opens the door. That's the grace and work paradox. And once you get it, everything changes. So stop thinking grace makes you lazy. It doesn't. Grace makes you effective, sustainable, and powerful. Work hard, really hard, but work under grace. Let the Holy Spirit guide your steps. give you shortcuts, supply you with wisdom, ideas, people, and breakthroughs. Because Isaiah 40 says this, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That's the promise. Work without weariness. Run without burnout. Sustain strength from the source. And you watch what happens when you stop grinding under the curse and start flowing under grace. You'll work harder than ever, but you'll be more productive. You'll be sustained. You won't be destroyed. And you'll achieve so much more with the Holy Spirit as your partner, you connected to grace, than ever carrying the burdens emotionally and mentally. You know what? God's got a great life for you. Stop right now and surrender those things. Maybe write out a resignation letter. Maybe you've been ruling your own life, being the CEO of your own life. And it's time to step out of the leader's position and become the servant of Jesus. And say to him, I resign as the leader, the carrier of the burdens. He said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden and have got burdens. And he says, learn from me and you'll find rest from your soul. So I pray you learn today the difference between work and works, the difference between grace and effort, and understand it seems paradoxical, but they flow perfectly in union. Whatever you do, don't miss Connect groups on Wednesday night. Make sure you sign up for those. And also, ladies, get on Church Center app and lock yourself in for BU. It's going to be an incredible night. Every year, people say, I wish I'd gone. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. It's going to be powerful, dynamic, fun, exciting. And I want to challenge you with our Mission 1 Plus 1 to invite a woman to come with you. Invite her. We are going to create a sponsorship. Someone's generously donated some money. We're going to create a sponsorship for 50 women who are not a part of our church, who we invite to come, that you can sign them up. So make sure you go to the website, the Church Center app, and you sign up your friends. We need their names, their details. We can't just hold tickets. Names and details. And come on, ladies, let's rock the house. And I will see you tomorrow. God bless.